Original Crew Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NaturoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this continuing NaturoCrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior, unquote, really, I have been looking at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around N.D. Iva Lloyd. In part one, I visited the biography page of N.D. Lloyd at the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, a journal she sits on the editorial board of, and then other example Natural Medicine Journal pages. I also visited webpages of the AANP proper to get an idea of what AANP regards as science, which turns out to be anything, though AANP's Natural Medicine Journal is claimed to scientifically filter its contents. In part two, I visited N.D. Lloyd's practices webpages and those of her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. In part three, I visited the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy. In this part four, I'll visit the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors, its N.D. Lloyd edited journal Vital Link, and the Naturopathy Wiki N.D. Lloyd edits. As a reminder, in this episode's final part five, I will visit two of N.D. Lloyd's paper-based books and then summarize this five-part episode. And for the sake of organization, I will be tabulating the findings of all this rummaging in the transcripts to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the NaturoCrit blog. Episode question. And my overarching, ongoing question for this NaturoCrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, what does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly, and what is underneath, essentially, unquote. Overarching focus. For this episode's parts, I will generally look for naturopathy's science, evidence, rigor, and fact-type claims, and then explore naturopathy's contents as commitments, ideas, and activities that belie those labels, such as naturopathy's essential vitalism belief, homeopathy and such activity, supernaturalism, and any other naturopathic off-the-wallness. The Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors, CAND. The Canadian National Mothership of Naturopathy is CAND. Its sister organization in the U.S. is the AANP. Together, rather in lockstep, they oversee licensed naturopathy in both countries. We're told about CAND on a page of the Canadian Naturopathic Foundation, whose geographical address is Ontario. Apparently, this is a charitable wing of CAND. Quote, History of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote, archived in 2012, states, quote, Laws regulating naturopathic practice were enacted in Ontario by 1925. The Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors has been representing the profession's interest in Canada since 1955. Naturopathic medical education began in Canada in 1978 with the founding of the Ontario College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto, unquote. That school is now CCNM. 1978 is an interesting year. N.D. Pizzorno signifies that that year is the year he coined science-based natural medicine as a naturopathic marketing slogan. And we're also reminded on that Canadian Naturopathic Foundation page, quote, The healing power of nature, HPN, remains one of the central premises of naturopathic medicine, unquote. So there's a little history, a profession's claim, and a little bit of what's essential to naturopathy, healing power of nature. Notice that HPN is coded there, yet naturopathy is claiming, quote, profession, unquote. In that sense, we have a non-transparent, national, self-proclaimed profession that obviously usually hides its essential premise. Because, apparently, we don't deserve to know, so we can then choose in an informed manner. So much for patient and consumer rights. And because that HPN premise is essentially a certain kind of supernaturalism, falsely labeled as science-based, both science and freedom of belief, in addition to patient and consumer rights, in my opinion, are greatly harmed. A CAND document that covers it all. Quote, Naturopathic Medicine in Canada, 2008, unquote, archived in 2013, is a typical document covering many of my general areas of interest in terms of naturopathy's contents, representations, and omissions. There's CAND's promise of science-based. Quote, CAND's Vital Link print journal provides science-based, peer-reviewed articles and research. Naturopathy has a commitment to state-of-the-art scientific research, a goal to promote scientific interest and investigation in the field of naturopathic medicine, with ND's interpreting knowledge of a scientific nature to the public, and there's mention of the ND granting school in the U.S., National University of Health Sciences, Naturopathic Medicine Program, and the U.S. and Canada licensure exam, NPLEX, Clinical Sciences Exams, unquote. So, overall, one comes away with the impression, preponderant modern science, subset health science, subset clinical science, subset naturopathy. There's CAND's vitalism supernaturalism in this document, as coded vitalism, an overt supernaturalism that belies that document's science-based overarching promise. Quote, Naturopathic doctors are guided by six principles. This set of principles outlines the naturopathic approach to health and healing and forms the foundation of this form of healthcare, with number two being the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae. Naturopathic doctors work to restore and support the powerful and inherent healing ability of your body, mind, and spirit. Naturopathic medicine addresses the structural, functional, psychological, spiritual, and environmental aspects of health. Appendix A, Guide to the Ethical Conduct of Naturopathic Doctors. The naturopathic physician shall recognize, respect, and promote the self-healing power of nature inherent in each individual human being, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. So, obviously, adhering to naturopathy's principles is not optional for NDs. An ND would be violating naturopathy's ethical code if not adhering to naturopathy's principles. With the first and foremost principle being HPN. There's CAND's homeopathy and such that belies that science-based promise. Quote, The range of modalities available to naturopathic doctors includes homeopathy and traditional Chinese medicine. Practitioners may also have additional training in such things as colon therapy, unquote. And all the while, there's CAND's claim of integrity. Quote, the ND will recognize that the profession demands integrity and dedication from all its members. It demands maintenance of professional integrity. That the ND build a professional reputation based on ability and integrity, unquote. Integrity, integrity, integrity. There's CAND's use of the nebulous term holistic, quote, our holistic education and founding principles. Naturopathic doctors apply all of the above principles, and they're truly holistic. Naturopathic doctors and other holistic healthcare practitioners doing holistic healthcare, a shift towards becoming more integrated and holistic in nature, unquote. And there's CAND's use of, quote, profession, unquote. This happens at least 92 times in the document. There's CAND's claim of, quote, distinct, unquote. Quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system, this distinct form of health care, unquote. And, by the way, the CAND Board of Directors for 2008, the year of publication of this document, included, quote, Chair Dr. Iva Lloyd, ND, Markham, Ontario, unquote. More CAND vitalism. Overt vitalism. In, quote, Natural Therapies, unquote, archived in 2014, we're told, quote, homeopathic medicine, this powerful system of medicine, when carefully matched to the patient, they are able to affect the body's vital force. To stimulate the body's innate healing forces, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, the key principle that defines and connects all of Chinese medicine is that of qi, or vital energy. The qi of all organs must be in balance, neither too active nor too dormant, for a person to be healthy. The qi of the body's organs and systems are all connected in meridians, or channels that lie under the skin. A naturopathic doctor will use Eastern herbs and acupuncture to assist the body in regulating the qi and achieve balance. Acupuncture has been proven to be very effective, especially for pain relief and chronic illness, unquote. Similarly, this is at, quote, naturopathic principles, unquote, and, quote, questions, all questions, unquote. By the way, a search, quote, a naturopathic doctor will use, unquote, qi, is quite robust. In addition to pages by CAND, there are first page results from Ontario's AbsoluteHealthScience.com, which is CCNMND's Turk and Cordes, who state in, quote, naturopathic therapies, unquote, quote, homeopathic medicine, this powerful system of medicine, when carefully matched to the patient, they are able to affect the body's vital force, to stimulate the body's innate healing forces. Traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and then it states all that qi stuff, as I previously mentioned, from CAND, unquote. And of course, in, quote, FAQ, unquote, we're told, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary healthcare system that blends, unquote. Blended. That's rather interesting for a business claiming to be absolute. Vitalism. That's very interesting for a business claiming to be science. And there are similar pages in that search by Ontario's ND Gursky and the Prince Edward Island Association of Naturopathic Doctors. What else is currently up from CAND? CAND's YouTube channel. The video, quote, Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors, unquote, states, quote, science-based naturopathic medicine, that naturopathic doctor helped me understand it, safe, effective healthcare, CAND, unquote. So there's that broad science and efficacy claim upon all things naturopathic. Yet, their video, quote, training and scope of naturopathic doctor compared to homeopath, what's up doc, unquote, states, quote, according to ND Dempster, a licensed naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Ontario, naturopathic modalities include traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture and homeopathy, unquote. Contents that belie that science-based label. Now, these videos mention Ontario's exploreyourhealth.ca, which is the Ontario-located Canadian Naturopathic Foundation I'd cited from earlier. I'll fold more of CNF's contents into the CAND section, particularly because CNF is Ontarian and they cover a lot of ground. CNF's homepage states, quote, "Naturopathic treatments and recommendations are based on scientific investigation and evidence," unquote. CNF's page, quote, "Naturopathic training," unquote, states, quote, "Prerequisites: an undergraduate degree from an accredited university, including pre-medical sciences, with a cumulative grade point average of 3.00 on a 4-point scale. Prerequisite courses: biology, biochemistry, chemistry, organic chemistry, introductory psychology, and humanities. Naturopathic doctors undergo training similar to medical doctors with the inclusion of naturopathic disciplines. The four areas of education covered in the 4-year full-time naturopathic medical curriculum are basic sciences. This area of study includes anatomy, physiology, histology, microbiology, biochemistry, immunology, pharmacology, and pathology. Pass the naturopathic physician's licensing exam, NPLEX, board exams that are written after the second year and fourth year of study. NPLEX are standard examinations used by all licensing jurisdictions for naturopathic doctors in North America, unquote. And NPLEX does claim homeopathy is a clinical science. The page, quote, "Naturopathic medicine," unquote, tells us, quote, "Naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary healthcare system that blends. Naturopathic doctors cooperate with other branches of medical science with a commitment to state-of-the-art scientific research. Naturopathy includes homeopathy, and the naturopathic philosophy is to stimulate the healing power of the body, emphasizing nature's inherent self-healing process. And it speaks of the physiological, structural, psychological, social, spiritual environment and lifestyle factors affecting health. Naturopathic medicine emphasizes disease as a process rather than disease as an entity. Naturopathic doctors can also complement and enhance healthcare services provided by other healthcare professionals, a clear understanding of the factors that affect health, providing safe and effective ways to restore health. Naturopathic medicine is very effective. There are tremendous benefits," unquote. So that's quite a claim of efficacy, and notice what belies the science label. And I have found overt vitalism at CNF, which belies that science-based label. In, quote, "Natural therapies used by NDs," unquote, we're told, quote, "The range of modalities used by naturopathic doctors allows them to develop treatment plans that address not only the physical aspect of a person, but the mental and emotional aspects as well. Naturopathic therapies are all based on the same principles. They all assist the body's healing response." Coded vitalism. "Homeopathic medicine, this powerful system of medicine, is more than 200 years old and is widely accepted in many countries. Homeopathic remedies are made from specific dilutions of plant, animal, and mineral substances. When carefully matched to the patient, they are able to affect the body's vital force and to stimulate the body's innate healing forces on both the physical and emotional levels, with few side effects. Some conditions that do not respond well to conventional medicine respond effectively to homeopathy. Traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture. The key principle that defines and connects all of Chinese medicine is that of qi, or vital energy. The qi of all organs must be in balance, neither too active nor too dormant, for a person to be healthy. The qi of the body's organs and systems are all connected in meridians, or channels, that lie just under the skin. A naturopathic doctor will use Eastern herbs and acupuncture to assist the body in regulating the qi and achieving balance. Acupuncture is the use of very thin needles inserted into specific meridian points. The practice of acupuncture has been around for over 2,000 years and has proved to be very effective, especially for pain relief and chronic illness," unquote. Homeopathy, TCM, vital force, qi, not science-based at all. More so, figmentations falsely claim to be scientifically true, scientifically supported, scientifically studied, and able to survive scientific scrutiny. CAND's vital link. According to N.D. Lloyd's biography page at her practice, she is editor of Vital Link. It is, as far as I can tell, not possible to get an entire unified copy of this CAND journal or newsletter online, unlike Natural Medicine Journal, the AANP's official journal, which you can publicly subscribe to in electronic format. Vital Link apparently is revenue generating through advertising and is meant only to be intra-naturopathic. You have to be a CAND member. CAND tells us about Vital Link in, quote, publications, unquote, archived in 2012. Quote, Vital Link is a newsletter that is distributed to all members of the CAND 3 times a year. This newsletter keeps the profession informed and up to date with current happenings and provides science-based articles and research on specific health topics. As the Vital Link is the most widely read publication among the profession in Canada, it provides unequaled advertising opportunities to those suppliers and distributor companies seeking exposure to the Canadian naturopathic medical community, unquote. So, quote, science-based, unquote, quote, most widely read, unquote, and commerce. The N.D. Lloyd edited wiki I've yet to talk about, ndhealthfacts.org, tells us in, quote, Vital Link, unquote, archived in 2014, quote, Vital Link is the journal of the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors. It is distributed to all members of the CAND. It provides science-based articles and research on specific health topics related to specific causal factors of disease, clinical practice articles and case reviews, as well as international updates on the profession, unquote. So, it's a newsletter, or it's a journal. You can find an index to its articles. ndhealthfacts.org tells us in, quote, articles from Vital Link, unquote, that there are two groupings of Vital Link articles. A list from 2005 until 2010, and a list from 2010 to 2013. But none of these articles are available there for reading. There's the 2005 winter article, quote, Energetic Viewpoint on Diabetes, unquote, by N.D. Lloyd, that I've done a web search for but cannot find anywhere. Quote, energetic, unquote, is of course a stand-in for naturopathy's vitalism, spiritism, essential premise. N.D. Lloyd, on her practice page, quote, articles written by and featuring Dr. Iva Lloyd, N.D., does host the 2008 fall Vital Link article, quote, the root cause of disease is never another symptom, unquote, where we're told, and I think this quite belies that science-based label, CAND promised, quote, the initial disruption of health arises due to 3 main factors. Number 1, disharmony between a patient's life and their personal essence. The personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vitality or life force. The collective life force, or vital force, is a common pool of subtle energy that connects everyone together and interconnects people to their environment. Personal essence refers to an individual's life force or vital energy, which comes from the collective life force. The personal essence resides in the inner core and permeates the psychological, the functional, and the structural aspects. The personal essence acts as a guide and a filter on a person's life. It holds a person's deep core beliefs and their values. It is a person's blueprint, and it determines what they look like, their susceptibilities and influences, and how they perceive their world and interact with it, unquote. So, vitalism as personal essence, life force, vital force, subtle energy, vital energy. And a vitalism that, to me, is large enough in scope to comprise a quasi-religious metaphysics. Ah, the Church of Iva Lloyd. We're also told there, quote, holistic, this time spelled with a WH, medicine focuses on body, emotions, mind, relationships, and spirit. This extends the range of conceptualization of the causes of illness and of potential ways for dealing with them, unquote. Yes, extended into supposed causes, I'd argue, that include figmentations, falsely claimed as science-based. There is also a CAND Facebook page with various covers of Vital Link, but no links to the articles or issues themselves. Let's call this journal or newsletter Vital Missing Link. There is some echo of naturopathy's vitalism in Vital Link's title, but ironically, though vital, just as naturopathy's vitalism cannot be found as a force or energy in any substantive way, Vital Link, as a newsletter or journal, is quite a rumor without corporeality for members of the public like me. And I wonder, how vital can it be without accessibility of its content? ND Health Facts, that Andy Lloyd edited UnWiki. What do you do when a huge, public, participatory consensus like Wikipedia.org labels your stuff fake and unethical and untenable, as in archaic, unethical, vitalistic pseudoscience? Wikipedia states about naturopathy overall, quote, naturopathy, or naturopathic medicine, is a form of alternative medicine based on a belief in vitalism, as in belief system, which posits that a special energy called vital energy or vital force, which has no physical basis and therefore is not energy or force in terms of science, guides bodily processes such as metabolism, reproduction, growth, and adaptation. Practitioners of naturopathy often prefer methods of treatment that are not compatible with evidence-based medicine, and in doing so, reject the tenets of biomedicine and modern science. Naturopathic medicine is replete with pseudoscientific, ineffective, unethical, and possibly dangerous practices, unquote. Wikipedia states about naturopathy's vitalism, quote, vitalism, now rejected by mainstream science. Vitalism is no longer philosophically and scientifically viable. It has served altogether too often as an intellectual tranquilizer or verbal sedative, stifling scientific inquiry rather than encouraging it to proceed in new directions, unquote. Vitalism, that useless placeholder, full of sound and fury signifying pseudoscience. Yet, Ontario Naturopathy's regulator, whom I'll term themselves, in their code of ethics, holds members to that vitalism as healing power of nature, which is vitalism coded, while requiring NDs to, quote, deal honestly with all patients, colleagues, public institutions, and legal bodies, and refrain from giving any false, incomplete, or misleading information, unquote. And that same code of ethics containing document, undersigned by the board, OAND, CCNM, and CAND, quote, review of non-physician prescribing and administration of drugs under the Regulated Health Professions Act, unquote, states regarding, quote, misleading, unquote, quote, the board will define misconduct and incompetence as providing inappropriate, deleterious, unnecessary, or incompetent treatment or false or misleading information to a patient. False, misleading, incomplete, or otherwise improper. Is false, fraudulent, deceptive, misleading, sensational, flamboyant, self-laudatory, or has a tendency to mislead the public? Unquote. Really? And of course, one can ask this glaring question. What if naturopathy's, shall I say, epistemic stringencies regarding the scientific and what truly is scientific are not the same? Here is a supposed profession, supposedly emphasizing the communication of supposed scientific information, while unable or unwilling, fundamentally, to distinguish science from non-science. Have you ever heard of a profession that cannot be trusted categorically? While the board claims to hold provincial NDs to such a high bar that members are therein above reproach in terms of misconduct and incompetence. As if an ND, as a credential, is a form of science expertise and training, as if naturopathy's ethics are, at all, ironically, ethical. Wikipedia states about naturopathy's homeopathy. Quote, homeopathy is a pseudoscience, and its remedies have been found to be no more effective than placebo, unquote. While CAND's sister organization AANP labels homeopathy as effective and science. And you can find Ontario NDs doing the same, such as NDs Ferreira, Boyer, Karobai, and McDonald, who state, as archived in 2013, that naturopathy and homeopathy are branches of medical science, which is quite a form of science incompetence and professional and scientific misconduct, in my humble opinion. Wikipedia states about naturopathy's detoxification. Quote, many alternative medicine practitioners promote various types of detoxification, such as detoxification diets. Scientists have described these as a waste of time and money, unquote. Yet, sister organization AANP states, in an article written by a UBND former classmate of mine, quote, six naturopathic methods to combat prostate cancer, unquote. Quote, detoxification. Deep in our tissues, we store toxins that can interfere with our ability to heal. Old and new toxins should be let out from our bodies in a balanced way without inducing any damage. Removing toxins from our bodies can be accomplished by optimal nourishment, sweating, regular bowel movements, mild exercise, and herbs that assist in liver health. A naturopathic physician should be sought out for proper guidance in detoxifying, unquote. Wikipedia states about supernaturalism, which we saw was a categorical synonym for naturopathy's essential vitalism, according to the authority N.D. Pizzorno, in, quote, science, unquote, quote, supernatural explanations should be left a matter of personal belief outside the scope of science. Methodological naturalism maintains that proper science requires strict adherence to empirical study and independent verification as a process for properly developing and evaluating explanations for observable phenomena. The absence of these standards, arguments from authority, biased observational studies, and other common fallacies are frequently cited by supporters of methodological naturalism and scientific skepticism as characteristic of the non-science they criticize, unquote. And of course, underlying naturopathy's so often naturalistic language used to bait the public, such as, quote, body's inherent healing ability, unquote, is a supernaturalism of a kind. And as I've mentioned before, at the National Center for Science Education, in, quote, National Association of Biology Teachers, 1995, unquote, we're told in this document that had stated, quote, non-scientific notions such as geocentrism, flat earth creationism, young earth, astrology, psychic healing, and vitalistic theory, therefore, cannot legitimately be taught, promoted, or condoned as science in the classroom, unquote. Particularly about supernaturalism, quote, science does not, in fact, cannot study, explain, or judge non-scientific issues or supernatural belief systems, unquote. So to reiterate, naturopathy's nature that is science, which I'll term its marketing label, is actually a supernaturalism that is science exterior, which is completely illogical, and of those unethical things that naturopathy's ethical code promises to prevent. Yet, and here's where I'll start citing from the N.D. Lloyd edited on Wiki, the ndfacts.org homepage, archived in 2014, tells us that it is, quote, the wiki of the naturopathic medical profession, with the goal of this site to return the logic to health and disease, unquote. Really? So again, what do you do if you are a sectarian healing system falsely claiming science-based upon the patently science exterior and the nowadays dominant internet reference source, Wikipedia.org, doesn't support your marketing claims? What do you do if you are epistemically path-illogical, as in the naturopath-illogical, as you are refusing to acknowledge scientific consensus and work within scientific methodology and ethical, academic, professional, and commerce categorizations and stringencies because you first and foremost are obligated to your wacko sectarian ideas, commitments, and activities? Well, you could circle the wagons, put up a wall, retreat, and create your own narrow, sectarian, cargo-cultic realm of hyper-controlled weirdness. Call it ndhealthfacts.org and get out the brainwashing soap. In terms of information technology, it's your own supposedly publicly accessible, as in wiki, but privately edited, as in unwiki, portal of propaganda. I'll term it a wiki without public participation, posing as the publicly participatable wikipedia.org. Now, there's wikipedia.org proper, which operates openly and collectively and democratically, and there's the generic wiki format that can be employed by anyone, even in a kind of private, insular, dictatorial sense, which I find antithetical to, ironically, the wiki participation ethos. PCMag.com has a 2012 article titled, quote, How to Create Your Own Wiki, unquote, and it states, quote, Wiki tools are all geared towards the sharing, not the keeping of secrets, with the knowledge and input of literally thousands of contributors, unquote. Or not, if you so choose, in your wiki. But of course, naturopathy poorly resembles and reverses values compulsively. NDHealthFacts.org's controlling insularity is the electronic version of, I'll muse, retreating to Guyana with your followers and locking the world out, like Jim Jones. Now, that certain cult and sect leader was afraid, quote, that men would parachute in here on us, unquote. And of course, it all ended in actual tragedy in actual meat space. If only such an intervention did occur to avert tragedy. Or I'll muse that ndhealthfacts.org's controlling insularity is like living in Plato's cave, wherein, quote, people live chained to the wall of a cave all of their lives, facing a blank wall, watching shadows, unquote. As a Phi Beta Kappan, well before I actually went to AANMC Naturopathy School in Connecticut, with our values of, quote, freedom of inquiry and liberty of thought and expression, unquote, I find naturopathy's insular wiki intellectually repugnant. I therefore call it an unwiki. I find Ontario naturopathy's overall logic to be as fake and ignorant as the UB homeopathy I was required to study, believe, know, and apply in naturopathy school, which is why I left UB's so-called doctoral health science cloud cuckoo land. So, ndhealthfacts.org is the address of naturopathy's unwiki, a Plato's cave-like cultic or sectarian compound posing itself as open, collective, democratic, by way of what I see is a false label, wiki. It was deliberately set up to be insular and barricaded, and narrowly controlled, to be unwiki. The unwiki tells us in, quote, health facts about, unquote, archived in 2012, quote, unlike many wiki-based websites, only naturopathic doctors that are recognized by their national associations, CAND in Canada and AANP in the United States, may be granted access to add information to ND Health Facts. To request an access account, please contact the managing editor at info@ndhealthfacts.org, unquote. What a prison. I guess you must keep your nonsense in a bastion, or it may be assailed with knowledge, truth, and competent analysis. The Wikipedia.org page on Plato's Allegory of the Cave states, Quote, Socrates believed the enlightened must return to the cave in order to share their enlightenment with the prisoners, even if it results in death. Socrates is implying that the enlightened philosopher must descend from a continuous, intelligible contemplation of the good to share in the visible lives of his fellow citizens for the well-being of the whole, unquote. Like freeing the prisoners from that cave, I similarly believe that Naturopathy's wiki should be allegorically laid siege to and busted open. For the well-being of the whole, such would be very holistic. Well, I'm going to drop in on Naturopathy's cyberspace tragedy, the intellectual gulag known as ndhealthfacts.org, to do some reconnaissance. And as usual, this is myself alone, philosophizing with a hammer, Kurahi. By the way, CANDAANP naturopaths are, as we know, in an obligatory sense in terms of their education, and in an elective sense in terms of their activities, homeopaths. Homeopaths plus. The most illogical thing I can think of in terms of therapy. That same ndhealthfacts.org page, quote, Health Facts About, unquote, tells us, quote, naturopathic therapies include homeopathic medicine, unquote, a page that promises logic, and nobody can participate except for them. So, truly, as I'd quoted in part one of this episode 5 regarding homeopathy at wikipedia.org, quote, Ben Goldacre says that homeopaths who misrepresent scientific evidence to a scientifically illiterate public have walled themselves off from academic medicine, and critique has been all too often met with avoidance rather than argument, unquote. Same for the naturopaths. Such insularity, walling, avoidance, parallels my favorite quote about sectarianism from the Popular Science Monthly from 1889, which states, quote, Science is never sectarian. Philosophy is never sectarian. Sectarian teaching begins when you ask a man or a child to assume what cannot be proved for the sake of keeping within the dogmatic lines that fence round some particular creed, unquote. How does narrow-minded, walled-off, fenced-in sectarianism flourish? Ignorance. Its enemy is enlightenment. I say intervene and flood the cave with light. Now, ironically, that, quote, Health Facts About, unquote, page also states its intention is, quote, to showcase the breadth and depth of naturopathic medicine, unquote. But it is more like a fake documentary. Drama posing as authentic, the narrow and shallow posing as wide and deep. Because at this unwiki, naturopathy has decided to stay out of the open and deep water of typical discourse and instead create its own cargo cult emulation of wikipedia.org. We're also told on that page, quote, the aim of ND Health Facts is to provide individuals with an understanding of the naturopathic approach, unquote. Understanding in a kind of limited way, I'd argue. I think it is already copiously indicating what's up with naturopathy, just not in the way it intends. We're told by ndhealthfacts.org in, quote, Health Facts Editors, unquote, archived in 2013, that its, quote, founder and editor-in-chief, unquote, is ND Lloyd. And that other members of the editorial board include NDs Bakir, Saunders, Fritz, Darley, Cussman, and Neubauer, with advisors ND Pizzorno and Lescheid. The ND Pizzorno link there is to his homepage, which is, in terms of archive.org, robots blocked currently. Let's see what else ndhealthfacts.org has so we can understand. And let me emphasize here that the address of this unwiki includes the word, quote, facts, unquote, as if. Science at the unwiki. A search for, quote, science-based, unquote. The search, site ndhealthfacts.org, quote, science-based, unquote, with a hyphen, yields 4 pages related to ND Pizzorno, good old science-based Joe, which collectively state, Quote, Joseph Pizzorno, ND, is one of the world's leading authorities on science-based natural medicine, unquote. The first page is, quote, Total Wellness, unquote, archived in 2014, which is ND Pizzorno's 1997 print book. The second page is, quote, Textbook of Natural Medicine, e-edition, text with continually updated online reference, two-volume set, unquote, archived in 2012, which is a collection ND Pizzorno co-edited. The third page is, quote, Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, unquote, archived in 2014. And the fourth page is, quote, Natural Medicine Instructions for Patients, unquote, archived in 2014. There's also talk of Vital Link on the page, quote, Vital Link, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, The Vital Link is the journal of the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors. It provides science-based articles and research, unquote. And finally, there's the page, quote, Flexner Report, unquote, archived in 2014, which speaks of, quote, those institutions that emphasized science-based medicine, unquote. Naturopathy teaching history. By the way, in terms of history, the 2009 Andy Lloyd authored book, quote, The History of Naturopathic Medicine, A Canadian Perspective, unquote, which I will deal with in part 5, is mentioned at least 100 times at ndhealthfacts.org. Nothing like creating your own wiki and then mentioning your stuff what seems like endlessly. A search for, quote, scientific, unquote. There are more than 100 results. I'll pick one, the page, quote, Naturopathic Medicine Research, unquote, archived in 2013, which states, quote, quoting Andy Pizzorno, Not only do we have good scientific basis for what we do, but we also use the same scientific literature orthodox MDs use to prove the validity of what we do and to discredit much of current orthodox medical practices. And we're told also, the practice of naturopathic medicine has always been supported by research. There are many ways in which the scientific method is used and applied appropriately to naturopathic medicine. But there are also many ways in which this method is neither appropriate nor applicable. Fascinating. You can be science-based and you don't use the scientific method because it's neither appropriate and not applicable to what is considered science? With advances in new forms of research, there is a greater ability to design effective research studies that address the vitalistic and holistic principles of naturopathic medicine, unquote. Promises, promises. So there we go, an admitted overarching sectarianism that then guides, or shall I say, hobbles inquiry. I've often called this, quote, science as the sword of sectarianism, unquote, wherein supposed science research is claimed to support the patently and preponderantly science exterior and even science ejected, like the vital force of naturopathy's vitalistic and the supernatural spiritism of naturopathy's holistic. A search for, quote, sciences, unquote. A search for sciences yields more than 60 results. My favorite is, quote, National University of Health Sciences, unquote, archived in 2014. NUHS has an ND program, so the claim is science subset health science, subset naturopathy, and all its science exterior stuff. My second favorite page is, quote, Bridgeport, unquote, archived in 2013. This is my alma mater, which claims, just as NUHS does, quite falsely, that naturopathy is categorically science and also non-sectarian. A search for, quote, science, unquote. I'll employ the page, quote, Naturopathic Basic Science Board's Study Manual, 2005 edition, unquote, archived in 2014. Now, the term basic in the category, quote, basic medical sciences, unquote, does not mean simple. It means foundational. It means that what's built upon it will be contextually science. A newbie may come away with an impression, knowing nothing about naturopathy and perhaps not much about science, that naturopathy is based in science, since its education begins with foundational medical sciences. But as I learned, somehow, in 4 years of education, an ND student progresses through basic medical sciences into abject nonsenses, like homeopathy, with science exterior, sectarian principle obligations overarching all things naturopathic as an oath. That's like an accounting program moving from basic arithmetic to end up claiming 2 plus 2 equals 5 by the fourth year. Vitalism Spiritism at ndhealthfacts.org. Now, the typical opaque phrase used to describe what naturopathy does and believes is support, quote, the healing power of nature, unquote. The ndhealthfacts.org entry, quote, healing power of nature, unquote, archived in 2014, states, quote, the healing power of nature is one of the key principles of naturopathic medicine. The term vis medicatrix naturae means the healing power of nature. This healing power is an inherent, self-organizing, ordered healing process of living systems which establishes, maintains, and restores health. The vis medicatrix naturae is the power of nature to heal, an extension of creator consciousness or cosmic consciousness. How theological, in that sort of pantheistic way. And we're told the aim of naturopathic treatments is to direct the vital force to stimulate the body's own defenses and healing ability, and that the founder of homeopathy, Hahnemann, wrote, the spirit-like force which animates the material body rules supreme as dynamis. This energetic template, or spiritual blueprint, unquote. And there we go, within that entry, from naturopathy's usual, opaque, naturalistic language, foot in the door, into explicit supernaturalism and religiosity underlying it all. With one facet being what I've termed autoentheism, wherein inside a body, supposedly, is God power and God mind, and explicit vitalism and spiritism. And there we are, healing power of nature equals autoentheism, which equals vital force, which equals spiritism. These sectarian beliefs are then what structures naturopathy's activities, which I'll categorize as their sectarian rites. The quote, vitalism, unquote, proper page at the UnWiki, archived in 2012, which the quote, healing power of nature, unquote, page links to, adds some more detail. Quote, the concept of vitalism is held by naturopathic medicine, vitalistic thinking. Vitalism, or vital force, describes the intelligence that animates each and every person. This is a concept that has been recognized universally for thousands of years and called by many different names, including life force, breath, chi, ki, prana, and mana, depending upon the particular culture or tradition. Vitalism is a central tenet in the philosophy of naturopathic medicine. It refers to the view that life is governed by forces beyond the physical self. Often vitalism is associated with concepts of personal essence, spirit, or soul, and the term vitality refers to the inherent healing capacity of an organism to live, grow, develop, and heal, a distinct quality that is not readily explained by mechanism, unquote. Actually, so distinct that it's not necessary to explain anything physiologically and has never been quantified as energy or force, and there are no effects that it accounts for. Quite distinct as a quality. So there's explicit vitalism, supernaturalism, and all those different vital force aliases. And in the entry, we're also served this heaping platter of bullshit regarding vitalism, supernaturalism, theism. Quote, there is no conflict with the findings of biomedical science, unquote. That's rather true, except all that sectarian stuff is not in science the way naturopathy falsely states that it is. Well, I see a conflict. When vitalism, supernaturalism, theism, which has no evidence to support it, and is, actually, respectively, science ejected and science exterior, is falsely claimed to be within science, I see a huge conflict of basic epistemic categorization. Now, as articles of faith in terms of categorization, I greatly respect a person's freedom to believe whatever they choose. The vitalism page's listed reference sources are an N.D. Lloyd book, a homeopathy book by two NDs, and a textbook of natural medicine chapter, edited by NDs Pizzorno and Murray, and written by N.D. Bradley, titled, quote, Philosophy of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote. And of course, the UnWiki has the distinct while blended inanity, The page, quote, category naturopathic medicine, unquote, archived in 2013, states, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system. It blends, unquote. Of course, naturopathy's science exterior and science ejected ideas aren't seen to be in conflict when you don't acknowledge the reasonable differences between even words like distinct and blends. When you have that wacko naturopathic mindset, which says 2 plus 2 equals 5, and then state that there's no conflict with that finding and the fact that 2 plus 2 also equals 4, you call them the same. In fact, the Vitalism page states, quote, the holistic approach of naturopathic medicine recognizes that the spiritual, psychological, functional, and structural aspects are one and the same, unquote. But they are not fused and the same in the same way that psychology is not religion, anatomy is not physiology, and 4 is not 5. And just to hit upon the TCM, Vitalism Spiritism, that is within an Ontario ND scope of practice, the 2014 archived page, quote, Chinese Vital Substances, unquote, states, quote, Qi is the animating life force. It is considered the essence of life and the origin of all other vital substances. Thoughts and emotions, tissue and blood, inner life and outer expression. It is responsible for the generative and protective aspects of life. Qi is an energy which manifests simultaneously on the physical and spiritual level, unquote. Homeopathy at the UnWiki. There's the page, quote, homeopathy, unquote, archived in 2013, which states, quote, homeopathy was based on the belief that the curative power of medicines stemmed from their ability to induce in healthy persons symptoms analogous to the diseases for which they were administered. Hahnemann and his followers subscribed to the vitalistic approach to medicine, believing that a spirit-like force was present in every organism and that sickness was due to an alteration of the vital force. The higher the potency, the more it tends to work on the psychological and spiritual levels. Homeopathy is an energy medicine system. There is a growing body of research that supports the use of homeopathy, unquote. So there's vitalism as vitalistic equals spirit-like force equals vital force equals energy, and that entry also forwards to the vitalism page. And there's that claim of efficacy on this abject homeopathy nonsense. While there is no outright claim of science on the page, I must admit. But I would say with this page, the word research is assumed to be modern scientific support. This has been part 4 of this 5-part Naturocrit podcast, episode 5. This has been
the Naturocrit podcast.